I'm here with Eagles president Don Smolenski, and not only is this a huge football game for the team, huge weekend for the fans, Don. I mean, your reaction when you go out into the French Quarter and see not hundreds, not a thousand, but thousands and thousands of Eagles fans.
It's great. It's nonstop. We were at a bar Saturday night, and the EAGLES chants on Bourbon Street was just a constant theme all night long.
It's overwhelming almost to think that these fans make the Eagles so much a part of their lives.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's great because they took the time out of their weekend to come down to follow their team. And our record isn't what we want it to be, but they're still there. They're supporting. They're cheering. They give you the love. And it's just a great interaction, and it has been all weekend long.
Don, I know I talked to a lot of players and coaches, and they really do feel it on the road. They feel Eagles fans, and they hear the fans in hostile environments like this.
Yeah, it's just reassuring for them. You know, they walk into the stadium, walk into the locker room, and they see our fans outside. They see them on the bus ride over. They see them in the front rows of right behind the bench. It gets them fired up.
Any kind of reaction you've had from fans this week? I mean, what have they been doing all weekend other than obviously having a good time in the French Quarter?
You know, they've just been overly supportive. Everyone I talked to, everyone I ran into, they were just overly supportive. They just hang in there. You know, we still believe, we still love this team. And, you know, it's just been a really nice experience.
Any estimates on how many fans here, Don?
I don't know. They're like everywhere. I found them at every street corner, every bar, every stoplight, every hotel. So I'm guessing thousands, but it's hard to keep track.
Well, you'll hear the Eagles fans throughout the night on the broadcast, EAGLES chants, the entire game long. It may not be a home game for the Eagles, but it definitely has a Lincoln Financial Field feel at the Superdome. Back to Chris and Adam in the studio.